99.1, the sports animal. You know, we talk MMA here on the station. Great local scene, regional scene based here in Knoxville and beyond. We're going to talk about Bellator MMA show on Showtime this weekend with Big John McCarthy. Of course, he's an analyst for Bellator MMA on Showtime. Longtime UFC referee, did so much more in his career. We've had him on previously. Bellator will be back in action at the Footprint Center in Phoenix this weekend. Big John, Vince here in Knoxville. How are you?
I'm good, Vince. Good to hear your voice again, man. How's things going?
Good. You're in Knoxville, so can you might be able to hear me on this Zoom.
Almost.
Outstanding. So how is Knoxville treating you? Last time we had you on, you told us that your wife, you guys moved here to Knoxville, and you've loved it ever since. How's everything going in Knoxville?
No, man, it's awesome. In fact, I have more family members that have moved this way, and so I have my daughter out here. I have my youngest son out here. My father-in-law just moved out here. I'm bringing all these people here because this place is fantastic.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's football season as well. You getting into the Tennessee Volunteers at all in football?
Yeah, they've actually been playing pretty good. You know, it started off, it was a little rough.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're coming along. So I have some hope, and I think they're going to have a good year overall.
Yeah, we're visiting with Big John McCarthy, analyst for Bellator MMA on Showtime. They're in Phoenix this weekend. It's Bellator MMA 268 Saturday night on Showtime at the Footprint Center. Let's start with the opportunity that Julius Angliscus received.
That's a tough name.
It is. After Anthony Rumble Johnson couldn't go, a lot easier. And he's going to take on Vadim Nemkov, who has just been amazing, the 205 champion. Talk about how this played out and what you're kind of expecting in this one.
Well, it played out because Julius, and his name is Angliscus. I know that's a weird way of saying it, but that's actually how they say it in Lithuania. But he actually fought in what was considered to be the alternate role against a guy named Gregory Milliard. He won the fight. He won it handily. And then he was actually asked to replace Yoel Romero when Yoel Romero was removed, because he was supposed to fight Anthony Rumble Johnson. And that fight was only a week and a half after his prior fight. And he said, there's no way I'm going to be able to make weight, because he goes up. He's a big guy. He loses a lot of weight to come down. And so he made the right decision for him in that I can't do it. And they brought in another guy who ended up having a really good fight with Anthony Rumble Johnson. Well, then Rumble ends up having health issues, and he has to pull out, and Glickskis is there, and this is a Cinderella story. You're looking at a guy who not only gets an opportunity to be in a tournament now that he can win $1 million cash prize, but he's also in this fight moving from a guy that's probably in the rankings somewhere around 5 or 6 in the Bellator rankings. He is now moving up. He gets the championship fight. He gets to go against Nemkov, who is the champion, and if he wins this fight, he not only secures his spot in the finals, he's also the light heavyweight champion of the world for Bellator. So this is, you can't ask for anything more in this opportunity for Julius.
It's great. And then obviously we're going to see Ryan Bader, who is such a veteran. A lot of fans really familiar with him as he takes on the number 2 ranked light heavyweight in Corey Anderson. Two vets getting at it. What do you think about this one?
This is a very good matchup. And there's some history with both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, they did train together. Corey has made some statements about that. And that's something normally we don't do. We don't talk about training as training. What happens in the training room stays in the training room. Because it really doesn't equate to the fight. Fighting is different, and under the lights and with the pressure of the real, you know, the crowd and the real fight being, you know, where you can't just get up from training and then go back, it's different. But Corey has made statements that, hey, man, you know what? When I trained with you, I felt like I could handle you. Bader said, look, you were coming in when I was tired, and you have no clue, and so we're going to see. Bader has been fantastic in the Grand Prix. He won the heavyweight Grand Prix. He's still the heavyweight champion based upon that, and now he brought himself back. I didn't think it was a good thing for him to bring himself back to the light heavyweight. I thought he should have stayed at heavyweight based upon he's a faster fighter there, and he does have very good wrestling, and most heavyweights don't wrestle well. There's just not a lot of ones that are out there that can wrestle well. Well, Corey Anderson at light heavyweight, he can wrestle well. So he's going to take away a lot of the tools that Bader has. And in the stand-up, Corey might be a little bit faster, than Bader. So Bader's going to want to take this fight and get it to the ground and be in the top position. But so is Corey. That's part of his whole thing. Corey got into this thing where he was becoming the stand-up fighter and he wanted these impressive knockouts. That's not who he is. He's a guy who will use his hands, a great jab, use what he does on the feet to get in close to you, take you down, and then beat you up on the ground. And that's what makes him special. And that's what he's gotten back to with Bellator. So this is a fight that can go either way. Both guys, they kind of cancel out a lot of what the other guy is really good at. So we're going to see where this fight leads. But I think that it's going to be an explosive fight, and I do not see it going the five rounds.
That's big John McCarthy, analyst for Bellator, that we're visiting with, talking some MMA here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Of course, Bellator 268 Saturday night in Phoenix, light heavyweight world Grand Prix semifinals. Absolutely stacked card. You'll see that on Showtime, 10 p.m. Eastern time for the preliminary action. Another fighter that a lot of fans are familiar with, name recognition that is in Bellator, it's on the card, is former UFC and WEC champion Benson Henderson. I mean, he was in so many fun clashes back in the WEC. As you well know, Big John, obviously he's had a little bit of up and down in recent years, and familiar with him even more because Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman from the UFC has worked in their gym quite a bit. Well, he's taken on former Bellator lightweight champ Brent Primus. What do you think about this matchup?
Well, both of them are vets. The big difference is the experience factor. Benson Henderson, they're both close to the same age, but Benson Henderson has fought, you know, three times the amount of times that Brent Primus has. It's one of my complaints about Brent Primus. Look, he's good. He's huge for a lightweight. He is incredible on the ground. He's unbelievably flexible for his guy, as big and muscular as he is. His flexibility is fantastic. He is dangerous off of his back on the ground. He's got power in his stand-up. He's got power in his kicks. He took the championship from Michael Chandler by landing leg kicks. Benson's been a guy, when he came into Bellator, they immediately gave him a shot at the title at welterweight that he wanted, and it was probably the hardest fight he's ever had in his life. He ended up being really, he got dominated by Andre Koroshkov, went back to 155, and he's had his ups and downs, and he's had great moments, and he's had moments where you looked and you said, you're waiting, you're not being offensive, you got to be offensive. He's had two title fights. He had the one against Koroshkov. He had the one against Chandler where he lost that on a split decision. But, he was definitely winning that fight at the end, and he was putting it on Michael Chandler. Wasn't enough in two of the judges' minds to get it. But he wants that championship shot. He wants that third time. He says the third time is going to be the charm. And this is a fight for the number one contender. No doubt about it. Whoever wins this is going to be the guy that's going to get the next shot at the title.
Big John, last couple of things. Since fans are back, how do you think MMA has come back from the pandemic now that we're at least taking steps towards where we were?
I think MMA as a whole, and you can say who it was led by if you want. You can say it was the UFC in a lot of ways, but Bellator had their moments where they decided to come back. UFC had their moment when they decided to come back. But MMA as a whole really took what was given to them and ran with it, even though it wasn't perfect. But they took this situation where they didn't have fans, and they said, hey, look, we can still put this on TV. We still have fans out there that want our product. We have fighters that need a job. They need to get paid so they can make their house payment, feed their families. And they did a phenomenal job in giving people something to actually enjoy and to watch during a time that a lot of people have had a lot of tragedy, a lot of bad things happened to them, and a lot of basic boredom, boredom where they weren't able to do the normal things in life that made them happy. Well, they at least could have that little bit of normalcy, even though there was no crowd noise. But in a lot of ways, it was good for the fans because they learned a little bit of what it's like in the cage for the fighters, for the referees, for the trainers, what they get to hear. And all the stuff that actually does go on that they normally can't hear because of all the fans, they got to see a little bit of, behind the curtain inside what it's like. So overall, MMA has done a fantastic job with the pandemic. I think MMA's actually even grown during the pandemic and stuff and gotten more fans. So my hat's off to everybody, every promotion out there and what they've done.
Anything else on this card you think our fans should know about and look out for?
Oh, there's a couple of fights in this card that are really incredible. You have Sumiko Amada is coming from Hawaii. She's a little fireball at 2-0. Benson Henderson's wife is on there. And this is one of the things I love about Bellator is like, she's an amateur. But because of Benson and who he is, they're going to put on an amateur fight, the very first fight of the night, so she can fight on a card with her husband for Bellator, with a crowd and stuff. And so that's a nice little factor that they're going to have. But you also have Paramchenko. Vladislav Paramchenko is going to be fighting a guy who trains out of Arizona now in Henry Corrales. Henry was originally from La Mirada, California, but trains out of Arizona. He goes by OK Corrales, which is perfect because Tombstone, Arizona is perfect. We'll see. He's a big-time knockout artist. Paramchenko's a big-time guy of taking you down and controlling you on the ground. So we're going to see if Henry Corrales can get that knockout.
You can not only watch on Showtime starting at 10 p.m. with a prelim, but that will be on Bellator's YouTube channel as well. Showtime Sports YouTube channel, Pluto TV, a lot of ways you can watch some of those prelims. And if you got Showtime, you can enjoy the entire card. Big John, always great to talk to you. Really appreciate it. Love your work on Bellator and Showtime. Look forward to catching up with you again here real soon.
Thanks for talking with me, Vinny. Good seeing you, man.
All right. Good seeing you. That is Big John McCarthy here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.